I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
Hey, my diary fam. I know it has been a while. Almost 3 months now? Jeez, where have you been, girl? But yeah, it's been a while. I have a little update for you all just so you can get caught up within these last 3 months. I can't believe it's only a couple weeks until 2020. But yeah, I turned 29 years old on September 29th. That was great, right? In October, I visited Ireland and Northern Ireland, and I received some peace on some things that were concerning me, and I can't wait to share that in my blog. Oh yeah, I have a new blog coming out. I'm revamping my whole website. I'm gonna start back writing again, so just be on the lookout for that. I'll definitely make an announcement on my podcast, but also follow me on Instagram as well, and you'll know there too. Our marriage is now 3 years old. Like a kid, right? 3 years old, but not for real though. Our marriage, we celebrated November 12th, so we are now 3, and we went to Portugal this year, and it was a very, eye-opening, I'll say, experience. I will definitely be writing about that in my blog as well. Also, this is the last episode of 2019. I know it's only 2 weeks left. I could have waited, but I had to get this episode out. I just had to. So with that being said, knowing that this is the last episode of 2019, I just want to tell you all, thank you so much for your love and your support. Ever since I started this summer in July, it has not gone unnoticed. It's just to know that you all have been sharing, have been recommending it to people, tagging me, telling me what you like about it. It means so, so, so much. So thank you, Diary Fam, for sticking with me throughout these few months. I can't wait for 2020. The Lord says the same, that we will do bigger and great things with my Warrior Diary. So moving on to this episode, as you can see, the title, I have a guest on it, my husband. That's great, right? We're gonna take a look into a look inside of our different personalities, my sarcasm and his silliness, and bear with us because there might be a few times when we will over talk each other. We are still working on the communication aspect of marriage, but we were in two separate rooms when we recorded, so it's sometimes a little harder to catch the cues when you don't really see the person. Our mics are not state of art yet, so we gotta handle some of this echo and this awkwardness with our mics. So just bear with us on that, and who knows, he might be on for another episode. So also, another thing is that we weren't at our best in our marriage while we were recording this. We actually recorded this episode on December 1st, which I know was 17 days ago, right? We've recorded this on December 1st, and it has taken me so long to get this out because my husband had emergency surgery 5 days after we recorded this. So as you know, when something unexpected happens, you just stop everything and you have to just regroup and readjust. He's doing fine. He's doing very well, thanks to God and the medical staff who took care of him. He's doing amazing now in recovery, And now we're just finally getting back into our normal mode around the house. And I'm just so happy to share this final episode of the year with you. With that being said, here is our marriage highs and lows of 2019 featuring my husband. We are going to welcome my husband, Jermaine Thurston, to the episode. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, how's everyone doing? If I sound really tired, it's really late here in Germany, but I'm more than happy and more than thankful to be here today.
Technically, it's not that late. It's just 9:26 p.m. But hey, it's late to him because he has to get up in the morning. So
I think it's the early sun going down, too.
That is true. It gets dark around 5, maybe. Well, the sun starts setting around 4. So, yeah.
It's you could definitely tell the difference, too. Like that vitamin D efficiency, it is real. You don't get that exposure. Oh, man. But enough about that. I'm going off topic already.
Exactly. I can't assume that everyone knows who you are. I don't know who listens, but I will ask you to introduce yourself. Please keep it short, not the whole episode. Thank you.
How many minutes?
A little quick elevator pitch, who you are. You know, you can, if you want to say where you work at, you don't have to. What do you like to do? You know, just a little short intro. I'll cut you off when you get a little long-winded.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. For anybody that don't know me, my name is Jermaine Thurston. Of course, I'm Camilla's husband. She gave you a rundown on the marriage. For me, I do photography. I fly aircraft. I love helping people. I'm very artistic, and I do talk a lot. I do poetry. I love working out. I've been in the Army for 8 years and 11 months. It'll be 9 years in a few weeks. So I'm definitely excited and thank God for that journey. And I could talk a lot about some of the intros, but I'm keeping it short and sweet right now. But that's a little bit of a gist of me.
All right. So I guess we'll get into it. So the highs and lows of our marriage in 2019, I think we should start with the lows and get that out the way and end with the highs. What you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, let's definitely go for that.
So, if anybody who's listening and you've been listening since episode one, you know that I'm very transparent. You know that I may say a lot of things that, well, I don't know if it caught you off guard. It may have. I don't know. But I believe that same thing when it comes to my relationship or relationships, whether it's family, friends, whatever. I believe in being transparent because I believe that, you know, walking around acting like everything's fine when it's not doesn't help you. You don't grow, right? So if I'm honest, we're not at our best, I'll say. I think he can agree with that. Yeah. And you may be wondering, then, why are y'all recording a podcast episode? Well, I didn't want to, if I'm honest. I didn't want to. I was going to do a solo show for episode 9. And then I was going to record yesterday. And so today, Sunday, I kept feeling this tug to, like, you know, you need to do the couples one. And so I'm like, okay, fine. And so here we are. And we're not at our best. I won't go into detail on why. And what I mean not at our best, if you're in a committed relationship, you know there are highs and there are lows. And you know that they are, what's the word for it? It's just, I don't know. It can be a lot sometimes. And then if you have a lot of different changes and a lot of things that you weren't expecting to happen, you know, and I ain't talking about nothing just mega huge either. It could just be the smallest things, you know, maybe moving to a different country, you know, moving a new job.
Moving so many places as so many times, like in a short amount of time frame.
And just life yourself.
You left and right and everything.
Yeah, and yourself, like you change every day, whether you know it or not. Or I could say it this way, you change every day or you may remain the same, which is not always good either. You know, a lot of people think just because, oh, I've always been this way, they think that's fine and it's not. So it could be, you know, one of the two. And so we're not at our best right now. And if I'm honest, I'm tired of it. I'm just going to speak for myself, you know, I'm tired of it. But I mean, as Denzel Washington said, without commitment, you'll never start. So without a commitment in your relationship, you will never make that first step to change, right? So what do you think is one of, you agree that there are some lows of this year. So name one that comes off the top of your head that we've been through this year that you feel led to share.
Well, some things from my past that we constantly try to break the cycle on, per se. So there was things that bottled up too through this year, 2019, which played a little effect in it. Not as much as it did in the past, like it has, but it still played in a little bit of effect. But in 2019, we're here in Germany settling in. I'm trying to figure out what my role is at home, at my job. What's my purpose when I'm not being the husband or being the officer that I am, and trying to find that time and for us to synchronize, because I believe that you will agree with me when we were both really trying to find ourselves while trying to continue to discover each other in the process. Would you agree?
Somewhat. I think for me, I thought that I was trying to find myself, but at the same time, I realized that that's not true. I more so was on this trying to be self-aware, because I think that in order to find yourself, you have to be aware of something. If you're looking for your phone, you have to be aware that you misplaced your phone, right? You can't just go looking for something that you're not aware that's lost or misplaced or whatever. So I think for me, you know, I've just been trying, or I have been this year, just becoming more self-aware on who I am as a woman, who I am as a wife, who I am as a writer, who I am as a military spouse, because it is different. I'm going to say that it has different responsibilities than a civilian spouse, I guess you could say, and just who I am. What do I want to accomplish? Because with you, you're more so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you're guaranteed to accomplish something when you leave here, when we leave Germany. You are. For me, that's up to me, if that makes sense. Like, no one's looking for me at 5 a.m. No one's looking for me throughout the day, if that makes, you know what I mean? Like, no one's looking for me or calling me, you know what I mean? Like, you're guaranteed, mm-hmm. Without going into too much detail on what that thing is, like, you're guaranteed to accomplish something when you leave here.
I'm glad.
For me, it feels a little bit more weight on me, because I'm like, no one's really checking for me to accomplish something. That's on me, as well as making sure I am a good wife and making sure I am checking in with my family, making sure I am, you know, trying to be social and not isolate myself like I used to, like just stuff like that. So I think, you know, it has been a little different. And I think that's where our clash has been lately, is that you have this, you know, you're on this different path than I am, but not like in a way that we're unequally yoked, you know, it's not like that, but it's more so, it's just a different responsibility, I guess you can say.
Yeah, you're right about that. And that's the thing. I'm glad you said self-aware, and also with the guarantee some type of success. The thing about me is that, of course, these successes may be guaranteed, but I always want to make sure that I'm self-aware of the success that I want versus what someone else do. Kind of like meeting in the middle or whatnot. And with the path that I'm on currently, it's like this. For me, I felt like there was this steady track. And it feels like that at work and at home just a little bit. And when I catch an idea, when I catch a new inspiration, I just automatically have this urge to go 1,000 miles per hour. And I had to realize that for us, that we have to go at a certain speed with each other. And sometimes I had a challenge of dealing with that in a sense. So that was that's one of the things I felt like that was on the lows, is when we're constantly rediscovering or being,
we're at a different pace, I think.
Yes, exactly. And
we didn't establish a pace of our own. And if you're married and you have a godly marriage, because I believe there are two types of marriages, you know, if you really are seeking after God and having what he desires for what marriage is, you have to be on the same space, on the same, what was I saying? Pace. Like, you have to have the same pace. You have to establish a pace of your own together. That's what I'm trying to say. Because
it has to be understood as well.
Yes. So even if you have different responsibilities, like maybe I'm a stay at home wife. So if my responsibilities are completely different than his, because he gets up and go to work every day and he works long hours every day. So it's just different. But still, we still have to come together and have this established pace together of, these are our goals. This is what God's called us to do. This is how we're doing it. You know, someone told me probably a few weeks ago, she told me that you have to establish your new normal, and it's going to be different. And it doesn't matter. Nobody doesn't understand that, as long as both of you guys understand. So everyone's told us that. I think pretty much almost everyone we come in contact with that we ask for advice, they have said, so what if they don't understand? So what? Who cares? It's up to y'all. And I think for us, and I think we both can agree to this, we do care a lot about what people think about us. And I think a little too much. I think we kind of care a little too much. And I think that we kind of carry that into our marriage as well. That, oh, if we do this, oh, we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Or, oh, if we don't do this, we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Or, and if you're constantly living like that every day, you don't realize it at the moment, but it is absolutely draining, because you start to overthink every decision that you make together. Well, or you overthink every decision you make separately, and you overthink everything together, almost to the point where you don't even make a clear decision. And I think that's been our problem too, if I'm honest. And I don't know if you agree to that, but I kind of seen that.
Yeah, because me, I'm more of a, what's the best way to define this, if I'm still going on the subject of it? So I'm more of a, I can say my personality is I'm an extrovert. So when it comes to either talking or discovering other people, discovering new things, that's one of the other things I like doing too. I like talking a lot. I like learning new things about new people, picking up new things. And then just constantly being exposed to different environments. I had to learn that that was a double-edged sword for me. And Camilla, she don't like people, but she had, and you could agree with me, or you could stop me if I'm.
You said I don't like people?
No, I said you. I'm not saying that you don't like people. Let me put you're more of an you have more of an introvert personality.
He right? I don't like y'all. So, I'm playing. If you don't really get know me like that, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, I like people, but I get really drained a lot when I am having to talk to a whole bunch of people. That's just draining for me. If you're an introvert, you just understand that. It's just draining. I can't do 15 events in one day. My husband can. I can't.
And sometimes it takes the strength of God for me to do that.
I can't even do three. I don't even think I could do 3 events in one day. Like, it's just a lot. I need time to go sit down somewhere. Like, I need some water. I need quiet. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's another thing too. That it even got to a point sometimes to where, and I'm not saying this for a bragging point or anything, But I would literally just mind my own business, and I end up getting invited somewhere. It's just not a bad thing at all. It's not. But the frequency of it, that's the thing. I wasn't aware of how frequent that it was, because I'm constantly either trying to talk or network or whatever.
Your entire life, we've been together for 6 years. Nothing has changed. We just grown now.
Yeah, and we're grown. We got other responsibilities, and I'm like, man, I got stuff to do.
And like with me, I do get sick a lot, like with my sinuses and stuff like that, or just anxiety or whatever. And there's just some days when I just can't, you know. And back in the day, a few years ago, I would feel horrible by not being able to show up and all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, I still feel a little bad, just a little bit. But now it's gotten a little better to the point where I know that I have to take care of myself. And also, I don't have to overly explain why I'm not showing up. If I don't feel good, I don't feel good, you know? And so I think that's, you know, the difference between us. I don't know if we're really answering. I don't even know if we're staying on topic, but it's okay. But yeah.
Yeah, so just rediscovering and being situationally aware of like the differences of who we are and stuff, and then just constantly resyncing ourselves. I think that was one of the biggest lows in 2019.
And can I say this too? I think that probably listening, it doesn't sound as bad, but just know there are things that we're not going to say. Just know that, you know, we're not going to say it, and the people that we have reached out to, they know. And so, and that's another thing too, you know, we are incredibly blessed, and I'm also very thankful that we do have people we can reach out to who we can be honest with. When I mean honest, I'm talking about bluntly honest to the point where, y'all know what I mean. Like, just honest, like, this is how I'm feeling. I don't know if I can do this no more, like that type of stuff. And we're thankful for people who can speak life back into us, and we're kind of, I guess, remind us of, you know, the reason why we said I do in the first place. And even if they're not necessarily saying it like that, you know, it does help you kind of calm down and look at the bigger picture, you know. And so people who are praying for us. So I will also say, even though this is not really no advice type of episode, but if you are a couple who's listening and you are going through stuff, start praying for people that you can trust, and that you can ask, that you can vent to, and that they can impart wisdom to you. I would definitely just start praying for that, because we didn't go looking for anybody. Literally, I think God just literally placed these people in both of our lives, and they're not biased, and I appreciate that, and they mature too. You know, they're not taking sides and all that stuff. They're not being messy, be like, oh, Camilla said this about you. Like, they're not doing that. And so I think it's important to have those type of people in your lives that you can be honest with. And so I'm thankful for those people. I think, you know, I'm sure you are too, that, you know, without them and without God, I don't think we'll be recording this episode today.
And also being consistent with it too, because and talking about, and what I mean by that is being consistent in prayer and talking to God, and then also being consistent with reaching out to your mentors, even if it seems like, because we have this perception that we may be wasting people's time because everybody got things to do, everybody's grown and stuff. But
I think that was more so you.
Yeah, it was me. But if there's someone out there that got the same mentality that I was thinking, I'm just here to let you know that it's okay to.
Anybody, nobody.
Yeah, it's okay to continue to reach out, because that was one of my things. Because once again, I grew up and I talk a lot of stuff, and I experienced when I was either getting on people's nerves by talking too much, or I got on people's nerves for not talking too much. So then at one point, I was just like, man, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to continue to be me. If you got an issue with it, just let me know, and then we can go from there. Okay. So, like, oh, my bad. But it's definitely true from my experience, because I believe that it did carry over into our relationship. Like, if there was something that was going on,
Yeah, because for a while, you would not talk to nobody about it. Oh, that was another low too. We gonna get off these lows in a second, I promise y'all. But and I promise we ain't saying everything. But one of the lows that you were just about to, well, I don't think you were about to say it, but I feel like you and I did cut you off. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's fine. You good. You catching the fire. That's all it is. Keep going. Keep going. You good.
I think one of the things that was a low for us was that the fact that you wouldn't talk to nobody and you would come home and it was almost like I was the therapist, I was the mentor, I was the everything. And at first I felt honored, if I'm honest. I was just like, oh, okay, he trusts me to just, tell his feelings to him, stuff like that. But then I noticed a little trend going on. And then I was just like, hold up now. I got stuff too. Like, it's not just you going to stuff. And then, and he wasn't doing it on purpose. And he didn't even realize he was doing it. I think he was just really comfortable, honestly. And I think if you are close and you are friends, in your relationship, you're gonna naturally want to talk to him. I mean, at least it should be like that. But after a while, I felt weighted and I felt like I was carrying his stuff and I didn't even get to talk about my stuff, or if I did, it wasn't for very long. And I felt like I was carrying stuff for the both of us. And I remember telling him, I was like, look, I appreciate you talking about this or that and blah, 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 but you need to talk to a mentor. I can't help you.
Especially when you're talking about things that you can only understand and comprehend so much. Because for you'll come vent to me about certain things, certain categories of things going on in your life that I just don't have the grasp on to where we can
Like
happen.
blogging or writing, like
Yeah,
he don't know, and he probably don't care, and that's fine.
and even if I did have the time, it'll take a lot for me to even catch up and get schooled up on. Just like if I talk to you about photography or whatever, how a camera works,
Or
or
your
taking a
job,
photo.
I'm
Yeah,
gonna say it.
my job too. Definitely that too, because there's so many moving pieces along with that, and it's just it's,
It weighed me down, if I'm honest.
yeah,
And
and I
I
believe it
remember
weighed each other. It definitely weighed each other down, because if we
he
especially,
wasn't getting the wisdom that he needed,
yeah.
because I would have what seemed like a nonchalant response, but in reality, I didn't know what to say. I didn't have nothing to say, and or I can give advice in a way that's not even helpful, even if it's good advice. Even good advice is not always good for you, depending on the situation. And so for me, I had to be honest, and I prayed about it, of course, first. And then I really, I was kind of, I think I was upset, I think. And I was venting to God and I was saying, talking to God. And then I think God was just like, well, I'm like, you can't help him anyway. So it was like, why are you trying to? You can't. And so I remember I had to tell him, I had to be honest and say, hey, I think you need to reach out to so and so because I think they can help you. I can't. I remember one time, I'm not gonna say what the situation was, but he had asked me a question, and y'all, what I mean, I couldn't help him. And I'm for real, not because I didn't want to, I really couldn't. I have nothing. And I remember I looked at him and I was like, why are you asking me this? Like, I can't help you.
Yeah, because I was one of the firm believers of Genesis 2 and Ephesians 5, where you're cleaving with your wife. And I believe I cleave to the point to where it was just certain things to
Not all
where
your thoughts, though.
Like, so
Not all of them. Like,
yeah, not all of them, but it was just, I don't know, it came to a point in my life to where I was at the point to where I didn't know either who to trust or who to confide in, and going back to what I originally said, I didn't know if I was bothering somebody too much, with my
that's
exes and
what you
whatnot. And
thought.
I was too concerned about that. But then I just had to realize, being humble and casting my pride aside in a different way. Because by all means, I'm not an extremely prideful guy. It's just certain things to where I just it, when it came to that category, that's when I knew what a new level of like pride or thinking of what anyone else thought, what everybody else thought
You
were.
kind of just contradicted yourself.
I probably did. I didn't phrase it
You
right
say
when I wanted.
you wasn't prideful, then you say you discover a new level of pride. So that means that you are prideful.
Well, when it comes to looking for help at a certain point, because as I'm constantly,
you're prideful in a certain situation.
Yes, yes.
There
exactly.
we go.
There we go.
There we go.
That's what I've been trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you. And yeah, it got to the point the way I was just like, yeah, you know what? Let me just reach out and just talk to these mentors. And it's like, hey, I may be crazy for saying this, or I may be deep thinking for no reason, but is this?
And it helped too.
Normal. Yeah. And it
and now they, some of them helped me too. So it works.
Yeah.
Cause that's the thing too. If you're a couple right now and the person you're talking to is not an advocate for your spouse too, you might not need to be talking to them anymore.
Yep.
Cause I think that was the biggest thing for me, was that I was afraid. There was one particular person, and this person knows who she is. And she mentors him, Jermaine. It's hard for me calling him by his first name because I never call him by his first name. So just forgive me if I'm stuttering. So
she gave me nicknames, y'all.
So, and I'm not going to say those right now. And
when we first dated, she called me by my last name, and that was it.
And so she mentors him, and she will talk about, you know, they will talk about me, but not like in a bad way. She will just ask like, how am I doing, blah blah blah, stuff like that. And so when we were because we kind of still are going through it, but in the heat of,
I would say we're going through, as far as going through, I mean, to cut you off, I feel like we're just going through bigger challenges now, because I've just seen the trend a little bit more. And every time when we have this like big uphill challenge, there's always something to happen like after that, for the better, for the maturity, something. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just thought about that. I was just like,
okay. But yeah, at the heat of the lows, I guess you can say, I reached out to her, and she could have easily been messy. She could have easily been like dismissive of me. She could have easily degraded me, all this stuff. And the biggest thing she told me, the main thing that she told me, was, I am an advocate of both of you guys. I'm paraphrasing, but basically she said that I'm here for both of you all. And she said, you can talk to me and call me whenever you feel like it. I will not tell him what you said. I will tell him that we talked, but it's up to you to tell him what we talked about. I won't say it. And so you got to you got to pray and ask for those type of people. Because if she was only here for, because she knew him before me. So if she was only here for him, and then let's say that he mentioned like, oh, me and Camilla are going through and stuff like that, she could, and if she's like, oh, just leave her, or she don't understand what military people go through, blah, blah, blah. If she's like that, then she's not a good mentor. Because even if your mentor doesn't talk directly to your spouse, they still need to be an advocate for both of you all. They still need to be there rooting for both of you all, praying for both of you, because it's not just one. You didn't marry yourself, it's both of you. So I appreciate her being there for both of us and not being messy, being mature, and being a listening ear to both of us.
Yep.
Because I think that is what's helping us get through the rest of this year, and hopefully just having a healthier marriage. Because, you know, I told Jermaine this before, that many people say, and I do believe this, that it takes a village to raise a child. I think it takes a village for a successful marriage to work.
Oh, absolutely.
A successful, godly marriage to work. You need people. Even if it's just one person, you need at least one person who's going to be there for both of you all, who's going to be there rooting for you, who's going to be there holding up a sign saying, don't do it, meaning don't get divorced. You need to go to therapy. You need to figure it out. You need to fight, you know, together, not each other. And you need to, you know, do this or do that. You know, you need to pray more or go to church or, you know, whatever it may be, you know. And I think that that's the most important. I think we need to move on to the highs, because we could talk all about our lows, and that's,
well, we could talk a lot about the highs too. It's just when the lows like impact you, it's just it's this different type of blow, because it's just like, man, I never,
because I think, oh, go ahead,
like it's like I never experienced this before, or you see in the frequency of the labor.
I think a lot of people don't understand that everybody's going through something. And I think the reason why we spent so long talking about the lows is because I just want people to understand that you're not by yourself. We going through it too. Don't get it twisted with these photos that you see of us. Please don't. And I ain't saying, and let me clarify, because, you know, last time I was transparent, you know, someone who will remain nameless kind of misinterpret what I was trying to say and kind of put a little bug in my husband, try to put a bug in my husband's ear about me not, I shouldn't be saying certain things. And so let me clarify when I say this. When I say don't get it twisted, that we all going through stuff, it's true. You can't meet nobody on the face of this planet who is not going through stuff. Just because you see this happy picture, just because you see them traveling, just because you see them at a job, they just bought a house. Oh, we're pregnant. Oh, we just had a baby. We're not pregnant. I'm just saying, as an example, you know, whatever.
Had to add that quote.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah. but I think when we see those things, it's like it's something it does with our mind that we don't think that, oh, they're going through stuff. Or, oh, he got denied 50 times and he finally just got his dream job. Or, oh, they were on government assistance. Or, oh, yeah, you know, we don't think about the process to get to that point. We don't think about they just had 3 miscarriages and now they're pregnant. Like, we don't think about that stuff.
Yeah, it's just like the photo too, processing that. Because I can tell you right now, for every photo that I took, it was not a quick edit. And it's the same way from a smile through a photo and everything else. It's not saying
just
that.
Just because you're smiling in a photo on vacation don't mean that you pleasant. We don't argue a few times on vacation, y'all. So don't get it twisted.
And also, you got to find ways to bring that smile back. So it's not saying that. It's not me pulling some type of craziness. It's just like, hey, you're going to get
it. It's not like we're fake. Let me say that. It's not like we're being fake, because, no, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that life still happens whether you're in Paris or you in Dallas, wherever you're from. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, life still happens. So with that being said, now that y'all know that life happens, y'all heard a few of our lows for 2019. You're not by yourself. You're not alone.
Yeah, and you got to continue to trust that process, and you got to continue to like work and fight, because one of my best mentors told me this: with every new blessing comes new demons. Every single time to try to take what's yours. So that's one of the things that we had to reassess too, because looking at all the blessings that we're thankful to come across, which is what we're about to cover in a few seconds or a few minutes.
Are we? Because I was trying to segue us too, and you kind of cut me off again, bro. So
my bad. Once again, this is me talking a lot again. Surprisingly, she's talking a lot more than I am through this
whole. I mean, it is my podcast. I kind of have to.
Exactly, which is another reason why I'm learning to like control my talking for this.
Yeah. Part. Go ahead and finish, though. But I was trying to segue. I know folks.
I was about to do it like a whole host. I was going to be like, oh, we're about to get to that. Well, let me make this introduction to the whole thing.
I know y'all heard me trying to like wrap it up a little bit and kind of go into the highs. And you saw he took over. You see? Yeah, I tried. I was trying.
It's that conversational part. This is something that I do.
Go ahead and finish, though.
Nah, but what I was basically saying, like, it's every... Like I said, like every blessing that you're going to get, you're going to have so many new things, especially when you make those blessings public. Oh, my God. Like, you will either have some hater out of nowhere or somebody or something that puts some – that just – there's these so many external factors, whether it's people or your environment or something.
Sometimes you don't have haters. Sometimes they don't show.
Sometimes it's not even haters.
Sometimes it's just silent, you know. Sometimes people are just – they're jealous, and not because they don't like you. It's just because they wish that their life was like yours without knowing that you are going through stuff as well. I'm not saying people are trying to be like us. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that come on, we all have done it. We all have seen something on social media or in movies or whatever and been like, dang, I want that. Dang, I wish my house was like that. We all have done it. So it's not like you don't like the person. It's just sometimes you can just see like someone's new house and you're like, oh, I want a house like that.
Yeah, you get inspiration or you get slick jealousy, because there's some photographers that I follow. I'd be like, man, that's what I want to do. But that's something that I would like. And then it just caused me to either have certain grief about my skills or talent, or it caused me to get
what's the word? It caused me to get possessed about my own work. And like, here I am, I'll start.
Possessed?
Not possessed. Like, I'm talking about what's driven. That's the word.
Okay.
No, we're not doing that. I would say more of driven.
Over here?
Yeah, I would say more driven because, like, I'm like, okay, now I know the level that I need to get at. And that's where it's going back to what we was talking about. I'll start.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit, because when I start going 1,000 miles per hour about some, I'm like, hey, like,
so
this is the next thing that gets, huh? Go, what's up?
I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all probably thought that was so rude, but y'all don't understand. We will be here all night.
We will. But I'm gonna cover it with these like 2 or 3 sentences. It'll cost me to go 1,000 miles per hour and then leave Camilla behind, or at least not put her in the need to know. Like, hey, this is something that's been put on my heart, and like, is what I need to do right now, especially with the juggler.
Yeah.
Like with the job and everything else, sometimes I wonder, like, that ain't when I'm gonna get another chance at
you will always get another chance with God. So, moving on, we just gonna have to do it that way, guys. So,
yep.
Let's talk about some of the highs, if we can, if we have time. Let's talk about some good things that's happened. I'll let you go.
Oh,
don't
me?
Get quiet. Don't get quiet now. Yeah.
I was giving you a chance to talk.
No, I mean, go ahead.
But I feel like when you get your chance, you're gonna take the mic back over, which is fine. So like I said, in 2019, this year, so many blessings that I can't even imagine.
About us, for us.
Exactly,
not
exactly.
For us.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna get.
I had to make sure he knows this is about us. Okay. He sounded like he was about to talk about himself, and I had to.
No.
Okay.
I tend to think a lot more when I talk. But but one of the things I remember when you told me that you could see us going to Paris one day.
That wasn't 2019.
I know it's not 2019. I'm going somewhere with this.
Oh,
you said we was gonna travel to all these places and everything. And
this was before we were married, you guys. So.
And 2019, I got all of these places that we've been to, and I was the one that was, my faith wasn't really that high because I was putting my faith towards other stuff. I was focused on other things. And seeing how God was able to take us to these different places, to Portugal, to where else did we go this year? We went to Portugal, we went to Italy, different places in Germany again. We went to Belgium this year. Yeah, we did. We went to Amsterdam. All these different places. And it caused us to rediscover some things about ourselves. It's one, like, God put us here for a reason, not just to travel, but like you said earlier, a chance to like tell people, like, hey, you could be in Paris or you could be in a small town in Arkansas and you will still face challenges in your life. But there's always some beauty around the corner about that. So we got the chance to witness two beauties at once, and that's seeing the beauties of the different parts of the world and seeing the beauty within each other when we got some time to go away and just chill, not around the work environment, whatever, and just explore, just discover. So that's one of the things.
I think another one of the highs is that we made it to year 3 on November 12th. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't gonna go.
And six years of being together on when? Now I get to ask you.
I mean, of course I would know, September 28th. And
are you sure it's September 28th?
And I don't have to go into too much detail. You see, he tried to check me, like, he the one don't be knowing. But anyway, so you know, I don't have to go into too much detail about, you know, year 3. We'll talk about what we want for 2020. We'll talk about that. But you know, we made it to year 3. We went to Portugal for our anniversary. If I'm honest, that was kind of like, I would say in the heat of our low, but we were kind of coming through, you know, a big rough moment, I guess you can say, at that time. And so it was just beautiful to see somewhere different and just, you know, connect and have some fun. What else? Another high, I guess we could just say this too. I think just getting closer and closer to God. I think that's always a high. Always can do better. We have to do better, you know, and we have to get serious about that. Not just us. I think everyone who's listening, if you're a believer, you know, you should be serious about that. What's another high from this year? This episode is sponsored by For Together. If you don't know, I'm creating a virtual home for my voice. Guess all things about my journey and my story. For Together is my online community of supporters who want to follow my journey through words. All updates about my podcast, blog posts, guest features, ebooks, books, interviews, giveaways, and projects will be presented to this community only. It is free to join. All you need is an email address. Click the link in the episode notes for more information.
Gaining a new understanding for you, because you know when something's beyond your understanding, you either go in panic or get defensive. So when I had certain goals, once again, going 1,000 miles per hour, that was sometimes why I had to fight the feeling or the thought of her not being able to understand was holding me back. And you constantly, that was sometimes the way you reminded me that you're not. And you see something else different. I had to talk to God and gain a new understanding for us, not just me. I had to get reminded that it's just not me. And that is us. And seeing on how beautiful that God can make two individual people, two imperfect people, coming from a background to where it's not a complete home as you would see like on regular television, the way you have a father and a mother and kids and all that stuff. Not saying that my upbringing was rough. I'm not saying that. Everybody has some type of challenge in their upbringing. But seeing those imperfections, the stereotypes and everything, the statistics, and moving past that. And here we are still here together, making things work and constantly experimenting, finding different ways on how to do it. I really believe that is one. I believe that is a dynamic high thing, in my opinion, from my perspective. That's one.
Right. So, 2020. If the Lord, you know, allows us to see that, what are three things, just three for right now, so we can wrap this thing up, three things you want to see in our marriage that you have not seen yet in 2020?
You keep saying that I have not surprised you. I really feel like at some points I surprised
you. Are you trying to defend yourself right now?
Just a little bit because
I've known about every surprise. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna do better. What about your phone as a gift? Did you know about that?
I don't know. I gotta think.
I don't think you did.
I don't know, but anyway, let's keep gifts to, you know, to ourselves here.
Okay. Anyway,
I didn't have a phone. He bought me a phone, but you know, let's keep gifts to ourselves.
I'm just like she ain't no fortune teller. I know she didn't know that.
Okay, discretion. but three things, because you started off defending yourself here, so I don't know what you were trying to say.
Because that was going to be a challenge. I'm just like, okay, she's saying I ain't surprised her just yet. And yes, I said ain't. I didn't say it's
sir,
not or isn't.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
Sir, three but, things. You okay, don't okay. Answer the question. Three things that you would like okay, to like see in our okay. marriage in 2020 that you have not seen before.
I would definitely say more synchronization. And what I mean by synchronization is knowing what we're both doing independently and what's going on, having more of a predictability of what's going on in our lives. Because
how is that possible to be predictable? How is that possible?
Having better predictability.
How is that possible though? When life is life is not by what we can orchestrate. That's God's job.
That you're right. You're right about that. I was thinking more of the scope of predictability of the things that we can control. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's more of the like from what our goals are, continue to recommunicate what our goals are for ourselves and for each other. And that goes in the aspect of the finances, what we're doing with our blogs, your blog, my photography, the job for us, finding. Oh, and another one is this too, because date nights.
So let's go back. So your first one is synchronization. Your second is what?
The second one is the romance piece. More understanding of your romance, because every time when I feel like I have this perception, I am wrong. Yes. I'm not afraid to admit that one bit, because it's like I thought I met the intent, and it's like no. And I'm just like, oh, man. And I'm like, we can still fix this. And then it's like, nah, it's too late for the day. We got to try again tomorrow. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I have the time for tomorrow, but we'll see.
I have never said try again tomorrow, but okay.
You
have to be mindful of him. He be kind of adding stuff. I ain't never said that.
I'm a very animated individual.
What's number three, Chad?
And number three, I would say, let me see.
Wait, number three was what you was already trying to say earlier, wasn't it? Oh, or was that number two, what you was trying to say? You were defending yourself with gifts and stuff or something, or surprises or something.
Yeah, that's number two. Okay. Number one is keeping God first. So I'm shifting everything, continuing to keep God first.
I think that's going to be like an obvious thing. I want to challenge us to talk about something that we have not seen. We do keep God, unless you're saying you don't think that we do keep him first enough or something like that, or you think we don't keep him first, then okay. So
I don't think we do just enough. We do. Don't get me wrong about that.
Well,
but
either we do or we don't. So do we or don't? I'm gonna say we don't.
I would say that, and the reason why
not that we don't believe in God, but I think that there's a difference between like putting him first, like truly putting him first, and just believing in God. There's a difference.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes when you get weary, sometimes it's like that's why I tell myself and what I say to a couple of people all the time, when you fall out of practice or when you get weary, sometimes you naturally just fall out of practice, or you do things that just out of the ordinary. Sometimes when you keep getting hit and stuff like that, and I feel like I believe that's the most points where you should practice that stronger faith. And I could, and people could tell me something different, and that's fine, that's perfectly fine. But I feel like that could be a better practice. Because when you're practicing, like you, it's like reps or whatnot. You're always going to continue to strive better, and that's the point that I'm trying to get at. Is continuing to get better at that.
And also,
if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I agree. So for me, three things that I want to see in 2020 that we have not seen, or we have not seen in our marriage yet. I will like to see more romance. I would. I think that hasn't been a very strong suit in our marriage so far. He already mentioned about God, putting God first. So my second would be, I would like to see us hang out with more couples here. I would like to see that.
Oh, yes.
You know,
that's another
I think,
one. Oh, I got so much to talk about. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we don't have time. we got to wrap it up. But yeah, I would like to see that. More couples, more, you know, quality time with other, you know, people. As best as we can, of course, you know, as best as we can, and if we click with the other couples, of course. Number three will be what did I say already? I already said couple, hanging out with other couples, and I said more romance. And I would like for us to find something that we like to do together that's not what we already do. Meaning it's not photography, it's not writing, it's just something that that you and I can share. That's just us. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So yeah, I would like to see that. So those are my three for 2020. Yeah, so but let me say this too before we wrap up here. Just because we're talking about 2020, what we want to see, those six things that we mentioned, I want to, since you're listening to me, I want to challenge us to take these next 30 days and start implementing those six things. Because I think a lot of times we love to start talking about the next year. Oh, I heard someone say this yesterday. I'm already in 2020. Well, technically you're not, because it's still 2019, you know? So it's like...
time machine.
You know, it was a business thing. I get what she was saying. Like, basically what she was saying was like, I already have products that I'm dropping in 2020. Like, it was a business thing, but still, it's just like, you know, we still got 30 days. And so the fact that we still have 30 days and God could do more in 24 hours, he could do more in an hour than we can ever do. I want to challenge both of us to take those six things and to start implementing them. Now, we don't have to do them all in one day, you know, but I would challenge us to start implementing more romance and more synchronization, more hanging out with other couples if we can. What else did we say? Oh, putting God first and finding something that just me and you can enjoy, that's just our own, that we don't share with nobody else. And I'm missing something. What else was there? I'm missing something, but
no, continuously reach out and resource on the mentorship.
That wasn't part.
I think that's what you were going to.
No,
us.
That wasn't part of the six things that we just mentioned.
Maybe that was something from my spirit. Okay.
I guess so. I was talking about the six things that we want for 2020. I'm saying like we should start doing those things now instead of just waiting till January 1st. So, crickets. No, you don't agree?
I was agreeing with it all. That's why I was quiet. I was just like, okay.
I was kind of asking you to like help me remember the six things we just said. But it's okay, because when I go back and edit, I'll be able to write it down. So it's okay. So yeah, I want to challenge both of us and my diary fam. If you're listening, if you have goals for 2020, I would say start now. Don't wait to the first, you know, life is short. I'm not trying to scare nobody or nothing like that, but you have seize the day now, seize this moment whenever you're listening. If you gave up on your goals for 2019, start now. Yeah, you didn't work out all year. You can start working out now. Yeah, you didn't eat healthy, but you can start now. Whatever it is, you know, whatever your goals are, start now. Don't wait till January. You know, take it one day at a time. Dedicate 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. And I challenge my husband and I to do the same as well. Any last words for the diary fam that's listening?
Oh, for me? I would thank everyone for taking the time out to listen to us. Because once again, we could talk a lot. We could talk your ear off and everything.
You can, but you know.
Well, I can. I don't know about her. But... we definitely appreciate it, because I mean, at the end of the day, I know my intent is when I talk is just to share every success and every mistake, if possible. That's that's what makes the world better and everything. And I like to bestow the knowledge that I gained from this life to help someone else, so we won't repeat the same mistakes, breaking bad cycles. So I definitely appreciate the people that are listening to this. So definitely. And I would like to thank you, Mrs. Thurston, for having me and for being patient. I have overtalked or talked too much.
It's okay. I'm used to it. Other people are not. So yeah.
Well, thank you for being patient with me every day when it comes to that. Cause I got to say it. Sometimes you look at me and you'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, we'll be here for 2 hours. And I know people don't want to listen to a 2-hour podcast. So yeah.
Yeah. No. So definitely. So that's my way of keeping it short and sweet with my response. I appreciate y'all. Y'all great people. May God bless y'all and keep y'all.
All right.
And continue to live life in love and joy.
All right, fam. This is the last episode of 2019. I will see you in 2020. Thank you so much for taking the time out with us on this episode. I hope that you will continue to listen in 2020, following me on the self-awareness journey. Reach out and let me know which episodes were your favorite. Send a voice message, DM, or email me. All the links are in the episode notes. Thank you so much for your support in 2019. It means so much to me. I just pray that the rest of this year is full of purpose, full of growth, full of clarity, and you getting closer and closer to God. God can do so much more in these last few weeks than we could ever do. So just remember to trust Him and He will lead you. And I pray that you have an amazing holiday, amazing new year, and just continue to be safe. And I will see you in 2020 if the Lord says the same. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.